WBZH 910 AM, W245 CT Hayward, and always streaming on the Civic Media app.
This is a special report from ABC News. Your voice, your vote. I'm Richard Cantu. ABC News not yet projecting a winner in this year's presidential race, but addressing supporters in Palm Springs, Florida, former President Trump claimed victory.
We overcame obstacles that nobody thought possible, and it is now clear that we've achieved the most incredible political thing. Look what happened.
There's a lot of discontent about the economy.
Joe Biden's 40% approval rating is the lowest for an incumbent president since George W. Bush in 2008. That same election, at the start of the Great Recession, 42% in exit polls said they had gotten worse off financially under the current administration. That percentage was higher in 2024. 45% of people told exit polls they had gotten worse off financially under the Biden administration.
ABC's Brian Clark. Vice President Harris to address supporters later today. This is ABC News. His intent unclear. A man is in U.S. Capitol Police custody after apparently trying to get in with a flammable substance. Capitol Police Chief Tom Manger.
One of the officers noticed a faint odor of gasoline. And when they pulled the backpack off the conveyor belt, they noticed a much stronger scent of gasoline. At that point, the subject was detained.
Manger says this episode is not believed to be related to the election. Investigators say the man told them he had papers with him he wanted to deliver to Congress. From Tulsa, word that Viola Fletcher voted on Tuesday. At 110 years of age, she's the oldest living survivor of the Tulsa race massacre in 1921. Earlier, 109-year-old survivor Lessie Benningfield Randall voted. Both ladies say they voted for Vice President Harris. I'm Richard Cantu, ABC News.
When severe weather hits and the power goes out, do you have a plan? For reliable power and peace of mind, propane can do that. It only takes about 10 seconds for a propane power generator to restore power to your home. So no matter what Mother Nature has in store, you know you're prepared. Learn more at WIPGA.org. This message is sponsored by your local propane provider and the Wisconsin Propane Education and Research Council.
I'm James Kelly with WBZH News, your news roundup in quick podcast form. Find it anytime on the WBZH website at buzzofthenorth.com.
Rational Revolution with Mark Becker.
Liz Cheney, famous not Democrat, endorsed Kamala Harris for president.
I know that the most conservative of conservative values is fidelity to our Constitution.
Liz Cheney said that.
I tell you, I have never voted for a Democrat, but this year I am proudly casting my vote for Vice President Kamala Harris.
Patriotism above partisanship.
Listen to Rational Revolution with Mark Becker wherever you get your podcasts.
The Badgers prepare for Montana. Hi, I'm Mike Clemens with sports. College basketball, the Badgers men's team hosts Montana State tomorrow night. Head coach Greg Gard on all the new faces on his bench this year.
You look across college basketball, I'm watching a little bit of Purdue. I think we all go through it, probably even more so in today's world, just because of the transient nature of everybody's roster that you're learning on the fly.
Last night,